page at hornfm.com.
Folks, Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care, these are the doctors and staff that they really do take your care personally. Kevin Lewis, he's been my guy. He's been my primary care doctor for close to 15 years now. And each day really, really matters. You know, there are certain months we talk about that, that matter to us throughout the year. Well, every day with Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care, it does matter to them for sure. They've got two facilities, one in Manor and one in Dripping Springs, and there's a third coming very, very soon, and it's being built right there in Onion Creek area. Now, Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care, of course, this staff is local. They're a family group that's locally owned and operated. You'll see them down in Dripping Springs. You'll see them at football games down there in Dripping Springs High. And Kevin, he really does care about my health. I care about my health, too. It's very important to me. He's got my entire history right there on file, so anything comes up, pulls it right out of the drawer, and it's right there for me. And now they specialize, of course, in primary care. And then that's for the entire family. And that's not just for adults. That's for kids, too. So if your kid takes a tumble, that's where Dr. Lewis comes into play. And for your adults out there, cholesterol levels, they're into that, of course, hormone therapy for men and women. And heart health care, very important. And whether you have allergies or whatever, they are there for allergy relief. They are truly the ones that really are concerned about your health. Join the doctors who have your total medical care as their top priority. Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care, Manor and Dripping Springs, Texas.
Well, northbound on Mopac heading toward 183, exit ramp at least partially blocked off, so you got a little lineup there of traffic. Not much else to worry about on the main lanes that we don't expect. Westbound 290, of course, from the William Cannon area toward the Wyandotte Hill. That's going to be slow. And I-35 in the Round Rock area north and south of Highway 79 through downtown, the interstate is slow as well. Last crash we had reported by APD of Travis County Sheriffs was 34th at Shoal Creek, and that was quite a while back. I'm Don Miller. That's traffic.
Factory Mattress is celebrating Mother's Day during our Proof of Mother sales event, where you can buy a mattress and we'll give you another one for free with Proof of Mother.
You mean I have to have some kind of proof that I have a mother?
That's right.
Like a shoe or a note or something?
Either of those will work.
I'll be right back.
Any kind of proof will do. A picture, some knitting needles, a minivan. In return, Factory Mattress will sell you a premium brand mattress, and you will receive another one for free.
I've got my note.
To whom it may concern, this is my son who never visits me and will probably dance on my grave when I'm gone. Signed, I could have had a career.
Will that work?
You've got your free mattress.
Factory Mattress has the longest comfort guarantee, the guaranteed lowest prices, and 99% on-time delivery.
Can you just deliver one to her and one to her basement?
Why would we? Oh, right. Never mind. Of course we can.
It's buy one, get one free during the Proof of Mother sales event at Factory Mattress, where we have sleep down to a science.
If you own a commercial building, you're busy running your business. When your paint is fading, peeling, or needs a fresh new coat inside or out, that's CertaPro Painter's business. CertaPro Painters manage every detail worry-free and get your job done on time and on budget. More than 20,000 properties a year are trusted to CertaPro Painters. We make it our business. Go to CertaPro.com to get your project started. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Air Cranes for Divided Sky Roofing Exteriors. The hailstorms have come and gone. You know the door knockers are coming, but who do you trust with your roof? Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. Get started with no money up front. Also, zero down financing available for the deductible or the whole claim. Go to MyDividedSky.com.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK. KTAE-AM Elgin. K270CO Round Rock.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
What a Thursday. Buck on to you. Buck on to the Buck over there for three straight days of lasagna for dinner.
Yes, sir.
Happy to hear that story.
Hush, not your
Also, buck on to Isaiah Collier for dropping the Caucasian bomb in the blitz. That was good.
Beautiful thing. Buck on to Tom Cruise. Great actor, too.
Yeah, it is National Top Gun Day, so we've been discussing the 86 classic film Top Gun, and that led to a... It's also World Cocktail Day, so that cocktail was a film that Tom Cruise was in. Young Flanagan. Young Flanagan he was in Cocktail. Do you like that movie?
Yeah, I'm telling
you. The bartender film?
When you put... I loved Cocktail. When you put that guy in the top 10 of all the actors, you know, for as long as I've been around, he is. He really is. He's made some really good movies. He's made... You know, everybody makes some bad ones. He doesn't make a lot of bad movies. Generally, his flicks are right up there that are watchable. They're enjoyable. But the whole superhero thing as he gets older, I mean, the Jack Reacher thing is a little far-fetched. You know, Collateral was really good because, you know, they had his hair gray in that. See, they made him look like his age instead of, like, putting all kinds of hair coloring, making his hair look like he's still young. And in Collateral, he had, like, grayish hair. He was an older hitman. So that was cool. But... Some of the other stuff, some of the Mission Impossibles, they said there's seven of them?
No, there's six, and I think they just finished filming the seventh, and the eighth is filming.
I guess I've only seen three or four. I thought I was at the limit of them. Not even close.
Now, by the way,
every one of them that I've seen is good and exciting. Now, you know, when the guy's falling off a cliff.
This is going to sound so dumb, which most things I say are, but do you, like in the Mission Impossible, he plays the same character. Like
Ethan,
he's the same.
Ethan, whatever his
name is. Okay, so he's... Is he like James Bond kind of guy?
Similar.
He's a secret agent kind of deal? Because I'm not saying... I know Mission Impossible, the TV show back in the day.
It's like that. It's just a spinoff of that.
All right. So it sounds like... Because I have not seen any Mission Impossible. Isn't that crazy? I've not seen any of them.
Not one of them?
No. I don't know why. Each one, it's like James Bond in that he gets a new mission each
right.
Same guy.
Your mission
new
is
mission.
This.
Which Mission Impossible? Dun, dun, dun. I get it. I watched the TV show back in the day.
I did too. I watched The Saint before Val Kilmer became The Saint too.
Let me ask you this.
I watched Bill Cosby as a spy, as a secret.
Played a secret agent?
Yeah, he did. He did as an spy. I forget who the other... Robert something or other and Bill Cosby, they were I Spy, I believe.
I'm trying to think of, because we've talked about Tom Cruise's best movies, and you went with A Few Good Men, I believe.
A Few Good Men.
And I took Risky Business way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a classic.
Top Gun's not a part of any of that. Top Gun is one I just like to make fun of because it makes me think of Trey Elling and shorts and
just
volleyball.
Just because of volleyball?
Well, I mean, you know. Goose and Patnam, and they have gloves on. Like, they have, like, hitting gloves. Correct? In that movie, am I correct? Does somebody have, like, a hitting glove for volleyball?
That scene is classic. But the movie, there's other good scenes. There's some good jet fighter movie pilot scenes.
And doesn't Goose die? Is Goose the one who's ejected?
Spoiler alert.
What do you mean, spoiler alert? The damn movie's 100 years old. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen that now...
The new one's coming out. No one's coming out. Now, by the way, I looked up the new Top Gun. It's called Top Gun Maverick with Tom Cruise.
He's got to be like an instructor now, right? He's the instructor. Or is he the guy who sits in the chair at the volleyball game and says, point here.
The judge? He's the judge at the volleyball game?
Yeah.
No, he's Maverick. Yeah, he's an instructor now. He's older.
Okay.
He's older.
Robert Culp, somebody tells me.
I saw that The I looked at it and said the release is not going to be till November, but then it said it may be coming out in July in certain areas, parts of the world. The new Top Gun. I've seen the trailer. I don't know. It's kind of like coming to America, right? It's like 30 years later, you're going to try to pull this off. It better be good. We talked about Val Kilmer. He's back in it.
Yep.
And of course, he's been battling throat cancer, we learned. And so he's looking a little bit. He's battling. Jennifer Connelly is in it. She's his love interest, Tom Cruise's, in the new one. But let me ask you this, unless they show of the people audience this, before we get to some huge, developing, breaking news that we have. Favorite Tom Cruise character? Not movie, but character he played. Like it could be, if you're a fan of, Cocktail, it was Brian Flanagan, right? He's young Brian Flanagan.
Now, Risky Business would be.
Ooh, what about Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire was good. I mean, he's made a lot of good movies.
He has.
I mean, people just...
Tough
he's just,
to pick.
Yeah, he's just off
Maverick.
The chart goofy.
And so in the Mission Impossibles, he plays Ethan Hunt.
Yeah, Ethan Hunt.
I thought Jack Reacher was pretty good.
Jack Reacher around. Hey, Jack Reacher's pretty good, okay? But they screw up the entire movie by him taking off his shirt. Tom Cruise is like 50-something years old. His body looks like a 50-year-old guy. There's no reason to take your shirt off.
Did he take his shirt off in the first one? Did Jack Reacher?
I think so. I think Reacher
in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think he's done that twice. And I'm like, dude, that body is not changing it. You're not pumped up anymore. Now, you can run at 50. You can still run and do the things you do because he doesn't in all those movies. But there comes a time where, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger taking it off his shirt at 80, you need to stop. Or Sylvester Stallone when they're... Stop. Just don't take your shirt off. Just be an old dude. It's a badass with a gun, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was quite badass in that film, by the way.
Yeah.
He whooped some butt.
Yes, he did.
Now, he's not Liam Neeson in, you know, in his Taken movies. Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it got old, like the karate
Jason
guy.
Bourne.
Who was the karate guy that was always just a terrible actor, but he had made a bunch of karate movies and I'm no.
Steven Seagal?
Yeah, that dude. It's like, dude, quit. Stop doing that.
People love those, man. I mean, how many of those franchises are there?
I saw one on a ship. That was it. I never saw another one.
The Matt Damon guy character.
Jason Bourne.
The Bournes, which are good.
That's cool. He's just a normal guy. That's fine.
I don't know if he's normal.
He's pretty normal.
Quite an assassin.
Those are all right. You know what I mean?
Keanu Reeves is John Wick. You got Liam Neeson is his
kids keep
getting taken.
I've seen all the John Wick. I don't miss. When John Wick comes, John Wick 12 comes, I will be watching it. Because Keanu Reeves has that nice, cool sense of humor, too, in all of those. Like, when you kill his dog, he's still pretty cool until he gets a hold of you. You know what I mean?
Cole Trickle nominated, by the way. Cole Trickle from Days of
really?
Thunder. I like that one. Put the big L on my head again, loser. I've not seen any of the John Wicks.
Like, I always thought.
Or the Mission Impossible.
I always thought that.
I don't see movies.
Denzel Washington, they should have had, like, Training Day 2 or something.
Ooh. My favorite, Denzel's the best, but as far as, like, badass dudes, in Man on Fire, that's one of my favorite ones all time is Denzel.
When he sticks the thing up the guy's butt and walks away?
Oh, yeah. C4 up the rear?
Yeah, that's not fun. That was not cool.
That went in, that's a good one. Man on Fire in Mexico City when he starts going on.
Yeah, and once again, there's another guy who's starting to get too old to be Denzel in all these movies now where he's karate chopping guys and all that. I'm like, dude, it's too old. It's not believable anymore.
Yeah.
You're 60-some years old, and you're not doing throat kicks to dudes anymore.
Breaking news, breaking news, fresh off the presses. Can we say a huge congratulations to our good friend and colleague, who you'll hear on Light the Tower at 10 o'clock, our friend Craig Way has been named the best sportscaster in Austin in the 2021
the
Austin Chronicle Readers Poll.
Congratulations.
Light the tower.
There you go.
Say goodnight to it, baby. Congratulations, Craig. A very worthy honor, and thanks to everybody that voted for Craig. Who else are you going to vote for? Come on. Best sportscaster in Austin. Is there a doubt?
Is there ever a doubt?
Come on. He's the voice of the Longhorns.
Yes.
This hardest working man in radio, getting from place to place and calling all the games and doing a show every day from 10 to 12 with Jeff and Snoop. So congratulations. Congratulations. Hey, a lot of love coming in to best Tom Cruise characters for Les Grossman in Tropic Thunder, which was great. That was tremendous. I like that. Good call for our man Tom Cruise. Risky Business, he was Joel. Remember Joel?
And he was Mitch in, of course, The Firm.
Ooh, Mitch
all good
McDear.
I mean, all good
Mitch
movies.
Mitch McDear.
Yeah.
John Grisham book. That was a good book, too. Mitch dealing with the mob in Memphis.
Yes.
In that one. Hey, in Risky Business, help me out here, who was the...
The blonde?
Yes. What's her name? Rebecca De Mornay.
Yes.
Remember the subway train deal?
I remember all of that movie.
When I say favorite Risky, that's my favorite Tom Cruise, that's part of it, right? The subway train. God, what a senior year he had.
Yeah, that was fun, man. The party was great.
Party?
Yes.
Oh, man. Craig Way, the best. Congratulations. Somebody said I voted for BK. Well, BK wasn't nominated. Was he? Next year.
Only Craig Way was nominated.
From our station.
Yes.
Rain Man, Charlie Babbitt.
Charlie Babbitt's good, too.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And these are all good movies. We're talking about all good movies. And
you think he's a top? I think
he's a top. I mean, he may be better than a top 10
top
actor.
Top 5 actor? He's a weirdo too, right? Scientology, the whole thing.
No, I'm not talking whether he's a weirdo or not. I'm thinking that I was thinking top 10. That means there's a lot of good actors in the top 10. And if he's in the top 10,
Tom
that's
Hanks 10. Is upper echelon.
Yeah, he's in the top 5.
Denzel
is in the top 10 also.
Meryl Streep, but that's an actress. But
it doesn't
still,
matter. Yeah.
She's there. She's nominated every year for everything. All right. But he's not top 5. He's back in top 10.
He's getting close.
But he's made a lot of good movies.
Yeah. He's there with Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson has been in some great movies, Chinatown. I mean, Jack Nicholson is a great actor. I mean, he just is. He's a top 5.
Yeah, I know what I watched the other day. It was fairly recently, but One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was on, and I watched that
great
whole
film.
Thing.
Academy Award winner.
Oh.
That one's one that makes you sad.
Well, it makes you a lot of things.
It does.
But at the same time, his role, his acting in that film is just unbelievably good. That his facial expressions are legendary, right? I mean, it's unreal.
Nurse Ratched.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nurse Ratched. That's good. So we'll take your thoughts on all of that. We've also talked NFL schedule, which is out. And, somebody jumped us because we were already talking negative about the Cowboys that the coach could be fired. All we said, I think, was that Mike McCarthy did not do a good job in year one. No Cowboy fan would dispute that, correct?
And he can't afford to have a 0-3 start.
Agreed.
And a Monday night game. So I don't believe they're going to beat the defending champs. I don't believe that's going to happen.
They play Tampa Bay September 9.
So week two against a second-year quarterback who had a great year, you have to win that game on the road. And you most certainly have to come back and beat the Eagles. If you lose to the Eagles, if you lose 3 in a row and you've lost to a division rival on a Monday night in Dallas, somebody's looking for another job. Somebody's getting a call from Jerry or Stephen Jones. Because then you'll know that most of this will be on the head coach.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my thought. I mean, I think the only reason we brought this up is that last year at this time we were talking about the Texans' tough early schedule, and because everybody was hating on Bill O'Brien last year at this time because of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. And then you looked at their schedule and you said, by the way, in addition to the Hopkins trade, there was the 24-0 playoff game, right, that they then lost. So you looked at the schedule and they opened up with Kansas City. Remember, mm-hmm. The Houston Texans, whatever we think of them right now, they played in the first game of the year. The Cowboys are playing first game against Tampa. The Texans were that team a year ago because, you know, they were, you know, Deshaun Watson, pretty interesting young team.
Right.
J.J. Watt, and they were going to play at Kansas City. Well, that led to, they lost that game 34-20. Then they turned around and lost at home to Baltimore. Or did they have to go to Baltimore? I think they went, they kind of like Dallas, they had to start with back-to-back really tough games. Then they came home to, or no, they came home to Baltimore, went to Pittsburgh, and then they came home and played Minnesota and lost to the Vikings. And that was the last straw. But to your point, the Texans were off to an 0-3 start in the, well, you know how that goes. You come off a really disappointing playoff disaster.
Yes.
You trade you're the GM that trades the franchise player, and then you by virtue of the schedule, you're off to a, you know, you're playing 3 of the premium teams in the AFC in KC, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore in the first 3. So now you're 0-3, and they go into a Minnesota game, and he's coaching for his job, literally.
Yes.
And they lost to Mike Zimmer, and he was fired.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to believe that if they go 0-3 and lose to Philadelphia on Monday night, they're looking. They're not waiting for this to turn around. They're looking.
That would be my sense, and maybe we're over our skis on that, but I think just because it was such a bad year a year ago, and
right.
Yes, the quarterback got hurt, and yes, both tackles got hurt, and you know the hiring of Mike Nolan and that staff was not up to snuff. But that's just because that's just the way the league works, right? I mean, if you're already questioning a coach and it's off to an 0-3 start with a Monday Night Football game, I don't know that they would go there. You know, Kyle McNair pulled the plug on Bill O'Brien because the reports from Houston were that he lost the locker room. That Bill O'Brien.
And what if it takes Dak Prescott that long to really gather himself after coming off a major injury like this? What if he's so much better in game 5 and then throughout that they win a bunch of big games? So, yeah, you know, pulling the trigger early like that in my mind is like, well, okay, the coach isn't the guy that you thought he was. But you also got to let the quarterback start to you know, get into some real live action too.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know that it'll happen, but if they're 0-3, there'll be a lot of people calling for it, saying this guy's just not up to it. This boy, bring Jason Garrett back will be kind of the thought.
Well, you just paid Dak Prescott an awful lot of money. He's got to be good. Yeah, you know, we can talk about Dak Prescott's injury and when will he be ready? Will it be game five? Will it be game one? Dak Prescott, let's not forget what they just paid that guy. He has to be good.
Well, the flip side of it is, what if they get off to a good start? I mean, and that becomes an opportunity too, because I mean, if you look at it, the Cowboys do have a very manageable schedule.
But it's not the good start is not going to be beating Tampa Bay. Because that group is going out for blood.
But and a lot of teams are going to lose to Tampa Bay this year.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say.
All of them.
Especially on the road. I mean,
hey, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland opens up at Kansas City. If the Chiefs win that game at Arrowhead, I don't know that we're going to write the Browns off.
Right.
That's the way that goes. But, you know, so you lose that. But if you then you got to go beat the Chargers. That becomes a swing game. Because then we said after you play the Buccaneers, the next eight teams the Cowboys play.
Yeah, see, people keep thinking we're hating on them. This is a two-way street for the Cowboys. They've got a nice schedule that even if they lose to Tampa, they can go on a really nice streak.
Well, that's right, because the next eight games they play are against teams who were under 500 a year ago.
Right.
They don't play another winning record team.
It's not that we're hating on them. They got an opportunity here.
And, you know, in that mix of eight games, there's teams like New England.
Who
should be better, but they were under 500 a year ago. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles.
They'll be a little bit better.
Are in there.
Maybe.
Gosh, the week two with the L.A. Chargers. I mean, with Justin Herbert year two, a new coach. They had a good draft. They've had a good offense. They're off season. They should get Derwin James, the great defensive back at some point if he could stay healthy.
They're going to find out about Jalen Hurts. Maybe he's a flash in the pan. All of a sudden, what if they're no good with him as a consistent, as a week-in, week-out starter.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think there's a lot to like about the Cowboys' schedule, but the point being, because how sour last year was, if they get off to a bad start, that's one of those snowball effect kind of things. For
they would have lost Atlanta if it wasn't for the onside. Just think about how bad this team would have looked. That Atlanta game was, they got a gift.
I know. And they were fortunate to win that game. They trailed in every, the closest game they played in the first month and a half was the Ram game. To open the season on a Sunday night, that they, and remember, he decided not to kick the field goal late and go for it, and they end up losing by 3 points to the Rams. So yeah, McCarthy across the board,
mm-hmm.
You know, not passing grades last year. Gosh, who can forget the special teams debacles? You mentioned the how about the fake punt on Thanksgiving?
So yeah,
those just so many dumb things that they did last year as a football.
That's why
team.
I think more
in
than
addition
anything,
to the injuries,
more than anything, it'll be looked at as the coaching. It won't be. Dak's going to get a little bit of a pass here if he's not playing well early, but they're going to look at the head coach and say, wait a minute, you screwed up enough games last year.
Yeah, but we'll see. It's the third easiest schedule in the league for the Cowboys by win percentage from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still in that division that's wide open to anyone. So if the Cowboys and Dan Quinn do improve the defense and they do stay healthy, there's no reason the Cowboys can't be a double-digit win team and you know win the division.
Yeah, and there's no reason why you all can't love a Bridget Jones and Bridget Jones' Diary like Zay and myself. There's no reason that you haven't seen that yet. Very disappointed in you. Sort of like you're disappointed in me and Hoosiers. I'm very disappointed you have not seen Bridget Jones' Diaries yet.
Well, I tell you all the time, we had our first child in 98, and then we had one in 2000, and then we had one in 2001.
You guys weren't watching movies then?
No. Was you had three kids in four and a half years. And that came out in 2001. I wasn't going to the movie theater to see Bridget Jones' Diary in 2001. We had three little kids. So anything that came out in that window, unless it was a kid's flick, I probably didn't see it.
Okay.
Probably didn't. I probably missed that.
Where the hell did I go see Show Me the Money? Where did I see that? Was that in a theater? Was that
talking about Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, it was Jerry Maguire. I think I did go to the theater
I think
for that
one. Yeah, because that was 96.
Yeah.
That was mid-90s, and that was a... That's a classic Tom Cruise role. All right, we'll come back. We will continue these conversations. Your thoughts on your team's schedule, most anticipated games, and we'll also preview the Lone Star Series. How about this? Astros and Rangers for the first time this weekend in Major League Baseball, and the final week of the regular season is here in the NBA. We'll head into the last weekend. We'll get the storylines that are of most interest. Coming back.
So you want to be a...
It's Bucky and Aaron.
A lot of buck offs today, buck ons as well. Gotta say, buck off to whoever hacked the Colonial Pipeline. You've seen that story?
That's like not good.
Gas shortages all over the East Coast right now. So we're in like the state of Georgia. Half the gas stations are out of gas. Because the pipeline that travels from Texas and delivers gasoline to the East Coast was hacked. And it turns out the Colonial Pipeline Company paid nearly $5 million to the hackers to get them to turn it back on.
We paid the ransom?
Well, you got to get the gas back on.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn!
Pay the ransom, get the gas back on.
That's unreal.
Don't let that start getting close to here, because it doesn't take much for car, you know, big lines and everything else around here. Loss of toilet paper.
Yeah, so apparently
people starting into a panic. That shouldn't automatically mean there's no toilet paper in HEB today, right?
Well, you know the whole thing, you don't negotiate with terrorists, right? I mean, what's going to, they give them $5 million, what's going to prevent them from turning it off again?
$2 million more.
I know, they're coming
okay,
back, right?
So yeah, they may come back, okay, but we need that on. Let's go.
Well, you mean the hope is you can then
catch them,
secure your system.
Right.
But something tells me they're already ahead of you on that deal.
Oh, no, they got plans for at least 3 to 5 more ransom notes here.
I think we all realize how scary that is. If you know, with everything is automated and on computers
Sure. Now,
they can shut down an entire pipeline and cause this. I mean, obviously, the other things they could get access to, we know that. Government computers.
My bank account.
They got yours.
Well, good luck to that. Good luck to them. Good luck.
What's worth more, your bank account or that tray of lasagna you have in the refrigerator at home?
The tray? That tray right now is it.
Oh, man. Buck off to that. Also, got to say, buck off to this guy. I showed you this video. The Florida fisherman who was chased by a big alligator.
That's like one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
22-year-old Tommy Lee, not related to the drummer for Motley Crue.
Or son of Bruce Lee.
Was fishing for some tarpon on a Florida shoreline. So he's fishing, and all of a sudden you see this big-ass alligator emerge and starts coming after him.
Yep.
And this guy, Tommy Lee, and he's got a GoPro on his head. So this thing's all recorded, and it's one of the more terrifying things you'll see. This big-ass bull alligator coming at him, and as he's going backwards, he trips and falls. He falls down. And now you're thinking, okay, this is like the movies. He's about to get eaten.
I'm thinking, get him, gator. Get him.
Well, he finally got
back. He's teasing the alligator with a fishing rod and a lure at his face. I mean, really? You're going to tease the gator who's coming out of the water at you?
Yeah. And so, here's where this is like in the movies when you start yelling at the screen. So he gets up, gets his balance back, and the gator has turned around and is headed back to the water now.
Right.
Well, then he starts following the gator right back to where he came from. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Dude goes back to fishing. I'd have been home by now.
Yeah.
Soil pants and all. I wouldn't go back fishing.
And those gators are pretty fast, too, right? I mean, they can get after you.
Yeah, that thing was moving pretty quick.
And I'm thinking,
you know what else can get after it? I saw, because I'm a national, I've been watching all these, I get to watch all those mountain men and this in Alaska. Dude, a bear can go. I never thought of a bear being, they tell you run sideways, go this way. Guess a bear can absolutely fly. You're not outrunning a bear. I know you always say you just have to outrun me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the bear get me. But, dude, a bear can then eat me, chomp me, and then go after you and still get to you.
Oh, yeah. I've seen The Revenant. Dude, that's enough. Does that bear scene in The Revenant need to last that long?
Yeah, it did.
No.
Just to teach you about bears. It did need to be that long. Just like this guy. They need to show one of these scenes from a gator grabbing a guy's leg
right.
and dragging
well,
him back in.
That scene's pretty short. I mean, that video probably lasts a minute and a half. That scene in The Revenant when he's wrestling the bear, it seems like it lasts like an hour. You're like, okay, this can be over now. I mean, it was unbelievable.
We understand that he's going to get mauled, yes.
Oh,
he's not getting out of this, yes.
Hey, can I mention this? Buck on to the pipeline company, Colonial Pipeline. They've already posted an opening for a new cybersecurity director. You think so?
I mean, somebody lost their job over this?
Didn't you think?
Yeah, that was quick.
We just had to pay a $5 million ransom, and they're probably coming back.
Oh, there's no probably. They're going to try to get more money.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need to go get them.
Yeah.
Who would we put on the job? We had Jason Bourne or Jack Reacher or one of these guys on the job to get these hackers?
I'm thinking Reacher. Reacher knows a lot of military people,
Got to get these guys. Got to get these guys.
Mm.
Or I say guys, could be ladies.
Yeah, I'm
hackers.
I just think that is like, that thing with the alligator is like the dumbest thing. You don't know anything about their movement. Well, then again, he's fished down there. He's probably messed with gators before. But this one is an aggressive gator that was, as he's fishing, is actually coming out of the water, and he's coming for him. There's nothing else that gator's looking for except for that dude.
Yeah.
And then that dude is dangling a lure in front of that alligator's face, and then he falls.
My only criticism
is... That's when
my
I started rooting for the gator.
Yeah, well, after he got back up, he started going in the... Because you could see on the GoPro, the gator turned around and was headed back in.
Right.
Okay, all good. Well, that's when you say, okay, go get... It's almost like he was going, like he left something, like his tackle box or something on the shore, and he's like, oh, I need to go get that.
I
no, you don't.
I went back to fishing again. I'm like, no, you don't. I'm not going to fish for the rest of the month.
You don't actually need to go back, my friend. But yeah, that's part of a Buck Off Thursday for sure. And interesting stuff. Buck on to the NBA because it's the final week of the regular season. Zay, are we geeked up? Playoffs? Tell me this. How does this play out? Regular season over on Sunday, and then the play-in tournament would be next week, correct?
Yes.
And we learned about this in the bubble, but obviously they'll have... So the 9 and the 10 seed will play the 7 and the 8 seed for the final spots. Is that right?
So the 7 and the 8 seed will play. Whoever wins that will be the 7 seed in the East and West. The loser of the 8 seed will play the winner of the 9 and 10th seed.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I'm still not getting there. Why do you get a double chance? What is the deal that you can lose one of those things and then get to play again? Shouldn't you go home?
All right, for example, so we have the Boston Celtics,
yes,
who nobody wants in the playoffs with no Jaylen Brown. They're an easy sweep. So they're sitting at the 7th seed right now. If the play-in started today, they would have to play the Charlotte Hornets. If Charlotte beats them,
okay,
they would be the 7th seed. The Celtics would have to play the winner out of Indiana and Washington. I would rather see Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal in the 8th seed. If Washington or Indiana wins the 9th and 10th game, the winner will play the loser out of 7th-8th. Hopefully that's the Celtics. Hopefully the Celtics lose 2 back-to-back, get out the playoffs, Wizards get in at the 8th seed, Hornets at the 7th.
Why don't you just say, why isn't the NBA, which teams don't make the playoffs?
Bottom
one?
Well, obviously, there'll be 16 that make it eventually, but now obviously this is to... These are mediocre teams in the first place, right? The Spurs are still in this at the 10 seed right now at 33 mm-hmm. and 36. And they're 3 games under 500, but they're sitting there at the 10 seed. So they're in this conversation to make the playoffs. It's all about keeping more teams involved longer and then creating games next week that really matter. Because if you know you win and you're in, lose and you go home kind of thing.
Right.
And you know I know LeBron James has been quoted recently saying that whoever came up with this needs to be fired. But, you know, LeBron needs to look at the TV ratings and realize that no one's watching the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, by all means, the NBA is going to try to create compelling games and storylines in markets like San Antonio, Memphis, Golden State. I mean, those aren't going to be huge games nationally, I don't think.
No.
But within that market, it'll be a big deal, whether the team can make the playoffs or not and get themselves in. Because if you can get in, then all of a sudden you're playing a best-of-7 series. And, gosh, who wouldn't want to see, you know, the Lakers play Golden State, you know, with the season on the line. And now all of a sudden you got Steph Curry who could go off for 60 at any minute.
Right.
LeBron's banged up, Anthony Davis. I'll watch that. You know, and that's what they're trying to do as you get to the end of the season. So at this point, for those teams, Lakers, Golden State, Dallas, Memphis, San Antonio in the West, all the rest of these games, the rest of the way matter. So there's an importance to them. And obviously the league's trying to put, because the regular season doesn't really matter until
no.
we get to this point, and then the playoffs are around the corner. So we'll see how this plays out in both leagues. But to your question of how many don't make it, that'd be the rest. Right now, Sacramento, New Orleans, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and Houston obviously have no shot. In the East, it's Chicago, Toronto, Cleveland, Orlando, Detroit. They're
okay.
Finny. Done. And the Rockets are pretty close to locking up. I think they've already locked up worst record. So the Rockets will have the most lottery balls at 16 and 54. How'd they ever win?
They're worse than Cleveland this year?
The Cavs? Oh, yeah. Cleveland's 22 and 48.
Ooh.
22 and 48. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where we are in the NBA. We also have a good baseball series this weekend. You know, the Longhorns are off for the weekend. So if you're used to Longhorn baseball capturing your attention through the weekend, you might want to turn your attention down to Houston, where you've got the Astros and the the Texas Rangers in their first Lone Star Series. That'll be fun. We'll preview that coming up.
I know we won't be able to see it, but I'll be interested in how TCU does.
I think they're off, too.
They're off, too. They're both off at the same time.
Let me check that. I will check that in during the timeout.
Because we need them to lose a game.
They play K-State in their last series. I tend to think they're off, too, this weekend, but let me check on that. We'll hit it when we come back. We'll also reset those top stories. We'll tee it up and say again, congratulations to the Sportscaster of the Year in Austin, Texas, according to the voters and the readers of the Austin Chronicle. That would be Craig Way. Congratulations to C-Way. That came down this morning. Also, he and Jeff will have Light the Tower. We're coming right back.
Horn's text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Fun show today. Appreciate everybody contributing to our conversation surrounding the NFL schedule release. Great chick flicks that you like as a dude.
Bucky's, yeah, man.
Bridget Jones' Diary, Iowa Steel Magnolias, and Bridges of Madison County. Isaiah, did you pick one?
Oh, yeah. Something's Got to Give.
Something's Got to Give.
Yep. Good one.
That's a good one. Real good one. Also, Tom Cruise movies have been a conversation for sure, and National Top Gun Day. It's also World Cocktail Day, so if you do so responsibly, have yourself a cocktail today. Make yourself like a martini or something.
I never really had a cocktail. What are those? Is that like gin and a tonic?
Yeah, like my wife's a big fan of the cocktail menu, you know, the specialty drinks.
So what would mine had been? Just straight up Jack, why waste the ice?
Yes. And you were
give me a good glass of it.
You were straight out of Pennsylvania. You were
Shot in a beer.
Yeah. Did you know that, I don't know,
Boilermaker every once in a while. I do a Boilermaker every once in a while back in PA, where you drop that shot glass with that Jack inside of a beer and slam dunk it.
Hey, did you know that in the from stories you can't make up because they're almost jokes written themselves? I don't know if this is a joke, but this is true. Any New Jerseyan, so if you live in New Jersey and you get your first vaccine dose in the month of May and takes their vaccination card to participating locations, they will get you a shot and a beer.
How many vaccinations I would have got back in Jersey and Pennsylvania? My friends must be in a line there, just go back and forth.
It's called the New Jersey Shot and a Beer Program.
That's awesome. Jersey.
Hey, you got my shot. Let's get a shot and a beer. That's pretty funny. Hey, you asked on the way to the break if TCU plays this weekend in college baseball. TCU does play. They're not off like Texas, but they're out of conference. They're playing Louisiana Monroe.
Oh, okay.
This weekend. TCU will play Kansas State in their final series the same week. Days that Texas will be playing their last series with West Virginia next week, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That series in Manhattan, Kansas. Texas, of course, will host West Virginia. And several people asked about David Pierce, the head baseball coach at Texas, normally joins us on Thursday. Since they were off this weekend, David had some meetings this morning, so we gave him the weekend off. We will talk with him next Thursday on game day for that game with West Virginia. And, of course, UT will play Rice on next Tuesday. So, Rice Owls Tuesday, West Virginia next week. So we'll talk to David next Thursday. We do appreciate Quan Cosby for joining the program this morning. And a couple of congratulations. Craig Way is the Sportscaster of the Year, according to you people, the readers of the Austin Chronicle, and who voted in that poll voted for Craig Way as Sportscaster of the Year. And we also talked to Quan, who we're going to be out tomorrow, Buck, at the Great Hills Country Club for the NFL Alumni Austin Chapter annual golf event, benefiting the Center for Child Protection and kids helping kids. And we'll be out there at 6 to 10, talking to the who's who of the NFL Austin Alumni Chapter. And Quan Cosby has been named their 2021 Person of the Year.
He is involved, yes.
For the work he does with children in our area. And we talked to Quan earlier, and he talked about that he was adopted, and he always has felt like he needed to be a part of that and give back for the life that he was, the blessings he was given in his life.
That's right.
That led to what we know, all the accomplishments Quan had. So
yeah, he flips his life around and does the same thing each and every day with other people. I'm looking forward to playing around. I've never played a round of golf with Quan, but I'm going to bring him into the Texas Cheaters and not only take his money, but just get to sit and talk with him. And, you know, I've got that adopted son, and it's a different world. It really is. And I like to know about a little bit more about his life and how he handled that as a teenager, because he was a teenager. when it happened.
He was 13 when he was adopted. Yeah. Up and up outside of Waco.
Absolutely.
And of course, Quan went on to be, you know, star quarterback at Mart High School.
Mm-hmm.
And could have, you know, was a big recruit. And he and his brother, and he ended up going to the major leagues playing
That's
baseball.
Right.
4 years with the LA Angels organization before coming back to Texas as an older player. And of course, four seasons, a lifetime Longhorn, national champion as a freshman, and then four successive bowl wins for Quan. So congratulations to him. That's a pretty,
somebody
pretty cool
said honor. A shot of whiskey is not a cocktail, Buck.
That is true.
What's a cocktail? Like a highball?
Oh, you make, you know, they come in
it's
the,
a mix. You mix
yeah,
up a
you
couple
mix
different
it,
things. A little,
yeah.
little lemon in there somewhere.
And everybody's got their special, like the Cosmo or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, put different juices in it and... Yeah, the cocktail. I'm not a big cocktail.
Martini.
Guy.
A martini is a cocktail,
martini
right?
Martini would be a cocktail. Gin and tonic. That's more just a drink, right?
I've never tasted a cocktail. What is that? The one with vermouth and all that stuff. I've never had one of those before.
You have
never had I've never had a martini before. Out of all the drinks that I've found a way to get down my gullet, I never put one martini down there.
Well, you could have a Manhattan. You could have a margarita, a mojito. Whiskey sour, popular.
Whiskey sour, yeah.
You know, it's what's the one everybody loves these days? With the whiskey?
Cosmopolitan.
No, that's not what
that's
I was
what
thinking.
The girls drink Cosmopolitans.
The Long Island iced tea?
I've had that before.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one you don't come back from after a couple of those.
Oh, the one I was thinking, the old fashioned. You ever have the old fashioned with the big old ice cube and... The whiskey, the really good whiskey with...
I don't like anything with ice. It's a waste of ice.
But it's a big ice. It doesn't really melt in your glass. It's like a big old block.
Never had one of those.
Hey, have a great Thursday, Buck.
Buck,
yes, on
sir.
To you. Enjoy your fourth day of lasagna for dinner.
No, that's not happening.
Don't feed the dog. Isaiah Collier, thank you, buddy. Good job, as always. Thanks to everybody who participated on the Show of the People. If you missed any of it, you can go back and hear the podcast at hornfm.com. Quan Cosby is about 10 after 8. I'm going to go hear what Quan had to say about that honor he is receiving. We'll be out live tomorrow.
Yes.
Great Hills Country Club. Be a lot of fun, so be listening, tuning in. We'll talk to the who's who of the NFL Austin alumni chapter, including Derek Johnson, Ed Too Tall Jones, Fozzie Whitaker, many, many more. That's coming tomorrow, 6 to 10. Light the tower with the Sportscaster of the Year. Craig Way is next.